our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
All right, we're going.
We're recording?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do my street passes.
Why are you doing your street passes right now?
Because I have 10 of them.
I don't think I didn't have any last I checked. I didn't even have one from you.
What?
I know.
What is that? Why? What?
Oh, I think because it said you were from Hawaii.
Oh, I'm not.
Greetings. This is the podcast that we do sometimes.
I had to change my 3DS settings to say that I'm from Hawaii so I could get a specific Pokemon.
This is a soft open, isn't it?
Hello!
Strolling
and welcome
right in.
To the Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we are awesome.
So anyway, we were talking about your 3DS. So you changed it to be so that it says you're from Hawaii.
Right. There's a specific Pokemon that you could that depending on what region you live in, it looks different.
Yeah, it's a Vivillon. So it's a butterfly, and it has different colors, I guess, and patterns depending on what region you're in.
And the Hawaiian one is really awesome looking.
So are we gonna play the 3DS the whole time around the podcast, or just?
I'm trying to get all my street passes. I have.
So you work at Amazon now, right?
Yeah.
It's real nerdy, and so all the people around you have street passes. That's your issue. It's that you know too many people.
I have too many people, and the thing that sucks about this is that they're all different colored shirts.
Why did you just send him a personal message that said D?
Because I was concentrating on something. Don't.
He's gonna be confused.
He's gonna be like, what the?
Anyway, you were saying.
You made some soup.
Coworkers. No, we're talking about your coworkers.
Oh, yeah. There's so many of them that are all nerds.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. I want to work there. I hope they call me. I did an interview, but...
Nobody. Sorry. Well, don't put your hand in my mouth.
Don't bite me. But nobody's called me back yet. So, who knows?
So, we've been playing Terraria.
Yeah, well, okay. So, it's been a while since we did a podcast.
What was the last one?
So, let's get things up to speed. I think it was right before school started, maybe?
I think the last one was when we were driving from Hazleton.
Midsummer. Yeah. Okay, that would have been the last one. So since then, I've started and quit grad school. Because I didn't like it.
I've started and quit a couple different jobs.
Yeah, you did. Oh, you should change your Facebook, by the way.
Why? What does it say?
It still says you work at Rock 30.
Well, that was yesterday when I was working there.
I'm just saying.
You should change your Facebook because it says...
You change yours? It doesn't say I'm in grad school.
No, it says you work somewhere else.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
No, sure doesn't.
It probably
Mine's
does.
Mine's up to date.
It probably does.
But anyway, so you've had a couple jobs that you started and quit, and now you're on this one, which
and
is seasonal.
One.
I started grad school, found out I didn't like to do the work, and I wasn't really motivated or dedicated to it, so I withdrew. Mm-hmm. Now looking for a job. Incidentally, if anyone has a cool job to offer me in like an awesome country like England, hit me up. Let me know.
I'll go there. I think there's a call center in England.
Yeah, there's probably a call center.
I think it's in Edinburgh.
Well, that's fine. Let's go to Edinburgh. Scotland, close enough.
It's like almost England.
They're harder to understand, but... They are. Have you ever heard Scottish slang? It's ridiculous.
Thanks for calling Amazon.
I don't know if you remember, but the first
What's
time...
What's the crack?
They might get confused if you answer and you're American. They'll be like, what is this? No, they... When Siri first came out for the iPhone, Scottish people were having a lot of problems with it because it wouldn't understand what they were saying.
It didn't understand me.
Yeah.
That's my Scottish.
It's not bad. I've heard worse. It's certainly better than I could do. I'm not good with accents. You're okay with accents.
So we've done a lot of things recently.
No, don't. Just don't.
No, but we have. We've done so many things.
Yeah, just not with the accent.
Oh, I forgot. Anyway,
you forgot you weren't Scottish for a second.
Well, when I talk on the phone to people and they're from the South, I'll start talking like this.
Yeah, it happens. It's like a cultural thing.
Yeah, you just start talking like the other people.
Sociological proven something or other.
You start talking like the other people.
Around someone or if you're near someone, you'll affect their accent for a time.
Yeah, that's really weird because there's three girls at work that hang out together and they all sound the same. Like I can't tell them apart.
Yep.
Real weird.
Yeah. I've picked up phrases from you. I know I have.
Really? Like what?
I can't think of anything offhand right
now. Whatever.
But I have. I know I have.
I don't know what the butt you're talking about.
And that's one of them, probably. I never said anything with the butt before, and you're all about the butt, so.
I don't know what the butt you're talking about. We're bringing
but
it
no,
back.
But no, it used to be really bad when I worked with a woman of color, because she spoke like half Ebonics, okay. And I would slip into that, which doesn't sue me at all. It seems so fake, because it is, but I couldn't help it.
I like how you said a woman of color.
I don't like to say black because white people get offended when you say black.
Do they?
Yeah. Like white people who think that it matters to them for some reason. Sure. Like they're allowed to get offended on behalf of someone else. Mm-hmm.
So should we talk about all the things that we've done?
Yeah, you were about to talk about Terraria.
Well, I mean, that's a thing that we just started recently doing.
Sure.
It's a game. It's kind of like, it's like two-dimensional Minecraft is the best analog.
Right. Did you want to talk about us getting engaged? Were you thinking about that?
Yeah, we did do that.
That's kind of important,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, you know.
No wedding date set. Won't be for a while, but it's there.
Yeah, we're, you know.
It'll happen sometime.
We like each other.
Oh. Maybe we need to have a talk. I don't know if the podcast is the best
We're talking right now.
We are going to get married eventually, right?
Right, right.
Okay, good. Just want to clear that one up.
Because we like each other.
I like you so much. Okay, so we did that. What else have you done?
We've been playing D&D every week.
Yeah, we have a D&D group now. I think we might have started that the last time we talked. I'm not sure. It would have been close.
But yeah, our D&D group is pretty cool. We got the same people come every week. We had a few people that started and stopped coming, but whatever. That always happens.
Yeah.
But most people are here every week, and we all have our same characters from when we started.
Yeah. We just got a new DM.
Got a new DM.
Our old DM. I don't know if he's going to show up. His name is Ragnar. Apparently,
he's awesome.
That's his real name. That's what he says. I don't even care if it's not.
He's awesome.
I'm going to go with it.
Ragnar is awesome.
He's cool. He's from Louisiana.
Yeah.
He has an accent.
But he was DM for a while, and then I guess he just ran out of DM stuff, so.
Yeah, I think he just didn't want to do it.
I think he just wants to play instead of
Yeah, that's
DMing.
Fine. That's... I'd like to see him play, because we've never seen him play.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be really interesting if I hope he comes.
And I know you said you wanted to run a module or something.
I do want
to
run a module.
There's some modules
I think
here.
I can do it better than the guy who's doing it right now.
When we finish this one,
I'm going to say, can I rotate in now? Mm-hmm.
You want to do one? Yeah, that'll be fun.
I might be really bad at it. I might not be able to do it better at all.
Doesn't matter. You got to give it a shot.
Yeah.
You just got to study it and learn it real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what it is. You have to know what's coming before you can be good at it. Let's see. What else?
So when we play D&D, we play at our apartment. And then we have a fold-out table.
Yeah.
That we fold out
so
Thursday
nights. Yeah, D&D is Thursday nights. So we put it up on Thursday nights. Usually the fold-out, so we put the fold-out table up in front of our couch, and then we put our little, like, four-person table, round table next to that.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the white table goes down about Tuesday.
Yeah, tomorrow is about.
I want to take it down tonight.
I think we'll just leave it up.
I don't like it up. I hit my knees and toes on it all the time. It's horrible.
But we're just going to have to put it back up again in 2 days.
I don't care. I'll do it if you don't want to. Okay. And then the round table usually moves back about Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then it moves all back over it. But it clogs up the living room, and then there's nothing in the dining room area.
Yeah, it's kind of empty over there.
Yeah.
Other things that happened, the new Pokemon games came out, Pokemon X and Y, which I touched on briefly.
Yeah, you did touch on briefly about Vivillon. I also have been playing. I haven't played a Pokemon game through, all the way through. I'm not even sure if I finished Heart Gold. I played a lot of Heart Gold, but I don't know if I ever beat the Elite Four. So I think the last one that I played all the way through was Silver or Crystal.
I think X and Y are the best Pokemon games since, like, Fire Red.
They're certainly the easiest ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different options. And they're the cutest ones.
The new Pokemon are real cute.
They added Fairy type, and Fairy type just basically means this Pokemon's gonna be cute. So.
Right. Well, and they changed some old ones like Jigglypuff and Clefairy, and obviously Clefairy.
Yeah, it's just all the cute Pokemon are Fairy type now. Mm-hmm. But there's so many cute Pokemon.
And there's a sword. Yeah.
So remember how I have this beef with the sword Pokemon where I think that a Pokemon wouldn't imitate like another item, another object, but. So I was looking at the internet today, And there was this flower where there's like this thing that dangles out the middle of it that totally looks like a naked man with his penis hanging down. So maybe wildlife does imitate other things.
Like Pokemon that look like ice cream cones.
Yeah, like a sword and an ice cream cone and a trash can. Kind of dumb, but maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. The sword at least is
what
a cool
Pokemon. What about
Mawile? Fuck Mawile. Horrible Pokemon.
Wow.
Should never have seen the light of day. It's got a big, huge jaw for hair, and I hate it. It's so scary.
It's not that scary.
It's scary.
It's a little bit scary.
And then it snaps it. Well, you don't have the animations on in the game. Like, when it does bite, its jaws move. It's scary.
Because that's its real mouth.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It just, like, it looks cute, but it's got the crazy mouth.
I don't
mouth.
Like it. If it were to just turn around and I couldn't see the mouth, I'd be fine with it.
Okay.
Except that I would know the mouth was there.
Which makes it somehow worse.
Yeah. See what else is going on. I like Pokemon X and Y.
Yeah, me too.
I think they're good. Oh, you're doing No Shave November right now.
Oh, I am. I'm in the middle
of
that.
You've like almost a full beard already. We're only 2 weeks in.
No, it's like 2.5 weeks.
It's 2 weeks and...
4 days.
3 days.
It's the 18th.
Okay, 4 days. Ah!
We're 3 days shy of the third week of November.
Yeah, okay. But still, you're very hairy.
Yeah, and I did shave my head. I shaved my whole head too. As seen on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Just bought magic cards.
You did. You bought a commander deck. You should talk about that.
They're magic cards.
Oh, cool. Thanks, bro. That's all we needed to hear. Which one did you buy? Why did you buy it?
I bought the red and red, white, green one.
And why did you purchase that?
Because it
one?
Was cool.
What about it was cool?
It has cool things in it.
Oh, you're so great.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about magic cards all the time. I'm still doing my
all
blog.
The time. We're like barely talking. We haven't had a podcast since July
or
August. I think it's okay.
People don't
want to
hear
magic
about magic cards.
I want to hear about
they want
to
hear about My Little Ponies and shit.
I got a little My Little Pony up there.
Yeah. That's like
it's
a real one.
Yeah,
it?
That's a pre-new My Little Ponies. It's like the last run of old My Little Ponies.
Yeah.
That's not even traditional My Little Ponies. Like the old
Is
ones
that have
are
an ice cream
worse.
Cone on it?
That's an ice cream cone ring on her leg.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It used to smell like strawberry, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does anymore.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
New Doctor Who's coming up soon.
Oh, dang.
50th anniversary special. They did the teaser trailer.
Yeah, and I was totally right.
With the 8th Doctor. I never said you were wrong.
I know, but that was I was like, it's got to be between the 8th and 9th
Doctor. So the theory is that the new Doctor is the War Doctor, and we know now that it is the War Doctor.
Yeah, that was my theory.
Right, it makes sense, which means that the 9th Doctor is actually the 10th Doctor. The 10th Doctor is actually...
Yeah, but don't...
They're not going to rename him, though. No. They're just going to call him the War Doctor.
Right, the one that they don't talk about.
Yeah, it's easier.
Mm-hmm. We're also talking about what would the 12th Doctor's costume look like his outfit.
What do you think it's going to look like?
What?
Do you have like a...
Oh, I don't...
I'm kind of hoping it'll be a little more casual, like a sweater.
Like a
sweater? The Doctor's never
like
really...
Like a Cosby sweater?
Yeah, just like,
awesome.
Like a sweater.
Like a turtleneck sweater.
I feel like
sweater.
Doctors up until now, most of them have suits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but maybe someone gets to wear a sweater.
It's casual Friday.
It's going to be a suit, probably. But I can hope.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll put a question mark on it? I know they started to do that at the end of the run of the old Doctors. Like, all of them had a question mark somewhere on there.
The 7th Doctor. Oh,
it wasn't just the 7th Doctor, though.
Well,
like, they had, like,
the
lapels. I think the 5th Doctor had one somewhere, too. But...
Yeah.
You and that 7th Doctor sweater. I don't know why you like it so much.
I can't
sweater
stop thinking
vest
about
with
it.
Rows of question marks
but
on
it's
it.
But it's unique. There's nothing else that's you're never going to be able to
There's
find that again.
There's a reason that nobody wears that.
But with the costume, it fits.
You don't have the rest of the costume.
I know,
it doesn't
but
even matter.
It's a goal of mine to get that whole costume. Because if I could pull off any Doctor out of all of them, it would be the 7th Doctor.
Yeah, I probably would. I don't think I could pull off any Doctor because I'm a guy. I'm a girl. Mm. And they're all guys.
Well, they have girl Doctor. Like
I
they
really
have,
wish.
They
I
have
was...
like costumes that like girls dress up like things
yeah,
that are guys.
Yeah, I know.
And they make them sexy.
I was really hoping that the new Doctor would be female though,
mm-hmm.
or not white. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Half black, even. Like, go President Obama. Like, maybe, what if Obama was the 9th Doctor?
I think he's busy.
No, well, he's almost done, right?
Oh, okay.
He's got, like...
Afterwards, but he's American.
He's only got a few years left.
Is that gonna work? I don't know.
No.
They can't make an American.
I'm kind of against an American Doctor. I was afraid there'd be an American Doctor.
They'd Torchwood it.
They'd Torchwood it. Torchwood was good. Until it came to the United States.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That was horrible, and we should never talk about it again.
Right. Agreed.
Let's not then.
Let's exactly not do that.
I've been cooking some lately. Oh, so we do this thing now where we don't go out to eat really anymore, except for sushi.
Hmm.
So we go to sushi every 2 weeks.
It's usually on a Sunday or Tuesday.
Yeah, it's usually been on a Sunday. We like to go the days that we know that our sushi chef guy that we like is going to be there.
Shang.
Sometimes he has an assistant, Matt. He's not as good. His roles fall apart real hard.
That's not very good.
He's not good at all. I mean, he's learning. But
Shang is awesome.
Shang's brother, I think, was the guy who was up there last night. They got super swamped last night. I think it might have been his brother. He was okay.
Yeah.
His roles seem to stay together.
Mm-hmm. I think he does like the
he does soups and curries and stuff, I think, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. We order the same thing every time.
Yeah. We get the sushi deluxe, which is 12 pieces of nigiri, and then a regular roll.
Mm-hmm.
And we upgrade to a special roll this time.
We did. It had crab in it.
Spider roll. Good. Yeah.
I don't think they have a regular roll with crab in it.
I don't know.
If they did, I would eat it. I don't think they do.
But and then we always get we got squid salad too.
Squid salad was good.
Yeah.
So it's cool because we've been going enough now that they're starting to know who we are, so they're giving us free shit.
Yeah, like, because we told Shang, like, one of the other times, like, we really like octopus when he makes it. He just makes a big mix of all kinds of different fishes on there, so he always gives us two octopus for sure.
Octopus now.
And then he gave us an extra couple pieces.
He basically just threw octopus
at us last
night.
He's like, I made too many, you could have them.
Yeah, well, I mean, we waited for our food for, I think, over an hour last night, so I think they felt bad.
I didn't even notice.
We were
just hanging out.
Yeah, I didn't mind waiting at all. I know some of the other people in the restaurant seemed a little peeved, but
yeah, well, we know that it's going to be, it's an art and it takes a little while.
Right,
and
it's worth the wait. I mean,
we wouldn't go if we didn't have a night.
It's probably not world-class sushi, but it's certainly the best we're going to get here.
And Shang's awesome.
Yeah, he's just a cool guy. He'll answer all your questions. He'll be like, what is this I'm eating? I'm like, oh, it's squid. Cool. That's pickled something.
Yeah. I think it was pickled mackerel.
It was pickled mackerel. That was good, though.
Saba.
Was Saba?
I don't remember.
Asked us if we had that, didn't we? We just both said yes.
No, we did.
We did?
Okay. Yeah, I think that was a pickled mackerel.
Oh, it might have been. I could Google it, but why? Let's just live in our dream world.
Yeah, we know.
Saba's pickled mackerel.
We'll just throw it out there and say it's what it is. I've been listening to a Pokemon podcast where they don't know anything.
So we might as well. Well, remember, Smodcast, they're always like, did Anne Frank die? Or like, I don't think she died. I think she's still alive.
Yeah, but it's a different sort of thing. The Pokemon podcast I'm listening to, I'm very angry with it because
it's a technical podcast.
It's a technical podcast. They're talking about technical things and everything is wrong.
Did they talk about the cards at all, or did they just talk about the video game?
Not yet.
Oh.
Because the host guy didn't play the card game.
Oh.
But that's how the other Pokemon podcast I listened to started out too. It was just talking about the video game, and then
I prefer just talking about video game because I'm not into
the
card game.
Yeah, I mean
it's a card game.
Yeah, but I mean if you want to be a complete podcast about Pokemon.
Right.
You have to do both.
Well, in that case, you have to talk about the anime, too, or the books. There's books based on the anime. I watched an episode today. I watched the episode, my best friend Andy made me watch this horrible, terrible movie that you should all watch because it's really good, called Graveyard of the Fireflies, and it's really sad, and it's set in World War II. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I'm here to talk about is that it was really sad, and I felt horrible afterwards, and I needed a pick-me-up, so I watched the episode of Pokemon where the Metapods battle each other, and they just stand there and both harden a whole bunch.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's something, something.
You don't even know words.
That's because the show is not
good. You know what?
Good.
I was in, fourth grade when that was
exactly.
out. So I was all over.
And I was in 14th grade.
I rushed
that was.
Home to watch that every day.
I was in
school.
College.
I know you were.
That's
we're not going to talk about that. It was so good, though. Oh, man, it's great when you're 9. Such a good show for
There's
9
so now. Many things that are awesome when you're a kid.
And then you watch it again and you're like, no. I still like it. I still like it.
Well, yeah.
I still like it real hard. Prepare for trouble.
Make it double.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth.
We're not
going to
do this whole thing.
Oh, do you know the whole thing?
To extend our reach to the stars
above. You do know the whole thing? That's okay, I was doing Jesse's part anyway.
It doesn't matter.
It's cooler if you gender swap.
Is it? Everything is, right?
Yes. I feel like there's some big important thing we're not talking about. Something people would care about. You know what? I don't feel like anybody cares what I have to say anyway. I think we do this more for us than for anybody else. And for your friends who yell at us when we don't do it, and then we didn't even know they were listening in the first place.
So my brother is 3.1% Neanderthal.
Which means you probably are too.
Right.
It would be interesting to see if yours came back with a different percentage of Neanderthal when you have the same genetics.
Yeah, I don't think so, though. I mean,
well, it shouldn't. I should hope not.
Right, because we're the same.
You should have been diluted the same amount.
Right, because we all have the same ancestry.
Yeah.
He's the person in this world that is the closest to me genetically.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep.
That's true. I have one that's closer. Probably. Yeah. Possibly. Fraternal twins don't necessarily have that much in common, but identical twins do. But since I don't know which one I am, I can't say for sure.
You're
which
pretty
one
close.
It is. Yeah,
you're
I mean,
pretty close
it
twins.
It is conceivable that we could be identical. But Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are fraternal, so you never know. And they look like exactly the same. Where are you going?
I want Mountain Dew.
We don't have any Mountain Dew. You can't drink Mountain Dew if we don't have any Mountain Dew.
I drink apple juice.
Where's the Mountain Dew?
It's in the fridge! I think that's awesome that Dan Harmon wrote that.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, fun fact.
Dan Harmon.
Of the creator of Community.
Is also a Dead Alewife.
Yeah. If you don't know what either of those things are, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
You should look them up. No, if you don't know what they are, you should look them up.
And he also wrote Heat Vision and Jack.
I
know everything!
I was only halfway on board for Heat Vision and Jack.
That was awesome when
it was before its time, for sure.
Yeah.
Nobody was ready for it.
That was at least 10, 12 years ago.
I'm still not sure anybody would be ready for it.
It was a while ago.
It's got to be around just before Zoolander for Ben Stiller.
So what, 04, 03?
It's probably somewhere around there.
10 to 12 years
Zoolander
ago.
Zoolander was really big with my friends in high school. I don't know why they liked it so much.
Apple cider!
Oh, apple cider's so good.
Because it's November.
We haven't had any snow stick here yet. I thought we were going to for a little while there. Because it snowed a whole bunch and it was like 55 degrees. It's freezing outside today. Really wish that it would get.
I like having a garage.
I wish it'd just get cold. Just be cold if it's going to get cold, you know? Hey, you going to talk about something? This is a podcast. You can't just stare at the wall.
Hold on. I got an idea.
Oh, dear. He has an idea. This
I got a
could
sweet
be,
bag, too.
This could be tragic. You do have a sweet bag. It's like a messenger bag. Oh, I see where you're going with this. That might throw off our volume balance.
It'll be over here.
It probably doesn't matter. I don't know if they'll be able to pick it up over there. Okay, I know that that's a song, but most listeners probably don't. And so it just sounds like you're playing the same note over and over again.
That's exactly what it is.
I know.
Now you gotta sing words.
I don't know what song this is.
It's not any song.
Oh, I'm not singing, no. What, are you crazy?
November brings apple cider, because it's good and it's made of sugar and apples and stuff, and not, like, it's like, it's not clear.
Potassium sorbate and sodium benzoate to maintain freshness.
It.
No, I'm not singing. I want to be one of those cool people who talks over music.
Potassium benzoate and sodium sorbate.
We're wrong way around.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. Kind of matters.
Preservatives in my drink.
I really hope that picks up on the podcast. It was just going to sound like I'm being ridiculous talking to myself. Be careful, it's after quiet hours. We live in an apartment building that has quiet hours, like a dorm with an RA. We basically have an RA.
I'll get closer and I'll play very quietly.
Play very quietly. Okay. down.
You know what my favorite thing is on podcasts? When they talk about the time and how much time has elapsed in the podcast.
Yeah, it's 20...
Don't even say it, because I don't... That's like, when
you,
I said
that
it
was my... You just said it was your favorite thing.
When I said it's my favorite thing, it means that it's not my favorite thing. Oh. It was called an opposite thing.
Oh, an opposite thing.
A thing that is not...
Okay, I think there's probably a real word for that. Not just opposite thing. So I heard this version of Portal the other day. It was minor key. It was still a live song in minor key, and I liked it a whole lot.
I've never heard it play it.
And what, Portal? It's still alive?
I don't remember it.
It's fine. It's complicated. But anyway, I really like the minor key version. I can't stop singing it. Like, I've been singing it constantly in my head since I heard it.
It sounds like a problem.
Yeah, I think it's called an earworm. It's a scientific word for it. It's okay. Are you playing problem music? Is that what's happening right now? This is the most boring podcast we've ever recorded.
Pretty boring.
Usually they get a little better. We have discussions about stuff. I don't think we've talked about anything for more than a minute straight yet. You just don't want to talk, I guess. Why are we doing a podcast if you don't want to talk?
I don't know, because you brought it up. You said we should do a podcast, and I said yes.
Yeah, you sounded like you were into it.
I was. I am. I just don't have anything exciting to talk about.
Cheerio. You know exciting. You know smart things. You know smart people things. There's a TED Talk coming to Grand Forks.
That's what I hear.
Do you know what kind of TED Talk it is, did it say?
No. I mean, it might have, but
is it just one talk, or is it a whole thing of it?
How many talks do you think they can get in Grand Forks?
Well, usually TED Talks, they do, like a whole bunch of talks in a row at, like, a convention thing, which is why I was confused as to why it'd be in Grand Forks. Usually they're on a coast or in a big city. I don't know. I hope it's someone cool. We're going to Mike Birbiglia in February. That'll be fun. He tweeted at me. He favorited one of my tweets. No big deal.
I had a new follower.
You did?
Like 190 something. Anyway, I'm at Matt Olaf on Twitter.
I am at Only Obsessed. Please follow me. Like, weird. I think three people read my tweets.
I'm one of them.
It might only be two. I think it's just you and my sister that
I think you just
tweets.
Tweet about how much people suck, though. Like, you just,
I don't all the time, no.
You have some complainy tweets.
I haven't as much anymore. Yeah. I'm making a conscious effort to not do that. I retweet a lot, though. I retweet a lot of weird Twitter. That might freak people out, too. Your guitar playing indicates to me that you're ready to be done with this podcast. This podcast that we haven't talked about.
Singing real soon.
Oh, okay.
Another pen hangs slowly, chalk is slowly taken, and the violence causes silence. You are weak and staying, but you see, it's not me. It's not my family in their hair, not in their hair, they are here.
Oh, you guys can't see his face, it's great.
Your hair, in your hair, so he, oh,
I'm trying to drink this apple cider and I'm so afraid I'm gonna spray it all over the
iPad. Dear tanks and dear bombs and dear bombs and dear guns in your head.
My question with those lyrics, all the things in war, how to say bombs twice?
With that, it's cooler that way. With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs.
Schwarzenegger zombies.
In your head, in your head. They are crying.
All right, let's end this podcast. I'm going to go bake banana muffins.
Banana bread muffins.
Banana bread muffins. Anyway, I'm at Only Obsessed.
You mentioned that.
You are at Matt Olaf.
We are at AHA Podcast, but we don't.
We are at AHA Podcast. We don't use it much. We might. I mean, we could. We just don't, really. I'll tweet about this. I mean, it'll tweet out that it happened, but I don't know if we have any followers that'll actually read that. Oh, and I'm making you, I'm acquiring / creating for you a cool Christmas present people should know about. But I'm not going to tell you what it is, but people should know about it.
They should. They should already know.
They probably already know. This is a reminder to the people who know about it to get the fuck on it. Because Christmas is in a month, you guys. 1 month. One.
In other news, I didn't make you anything.
That's okay.
I'll make you a song, because you like those.
I do, yeah. You wrote me songs for Christmas a couple years ago, and I really like that.
Let me see. I'll make one right now.
No, don't do it right now. Don't do it right now. No.
This is
going to
be different.
Oh, this is just a song you're going to make.
Okay. This one's for fun.
Okay.
Words.
This is the word song.
Singing words. Singing so many words. Words, singing words, singing so many words.